This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Ohio, there's a voting experiment underway. Voters can now register and cast a ballot there on the same day. This privilege lasts only 3 more days, and that's the last day, October 6th, that Ohioans can register to vote in this election. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports.
When you think of ways to spend your honeymoon, driving around homeless voters in the pouring rain in Cleveland probably doesn't top your list.
Hey, thank y'all so much for coming out.
But that's what Yoni Stadlin and his new wife Vivian Lair are doing. It's been 2 weeks since the 20-something New York City couple got married. They are parked in their rented red minivan outside a homeless shelter, waiting to ferry residents to the County Board of Elections to register and vote.
We figure the beach will wait past November 4th. The beaches will still be there, hotels will be there, but this is too important to wait. This isn't going to wait.
Stadlin is one of over 200 volunteers working in 8 Ohio cities this week. The PAC Vote Today Ohio wants to take advantage of this unusual one-week window where Ohioans can register and vote on the same day. Founder Tate Hausman says he has a budget of less than $100,000, but he's hoping to turn out 10,000 new and unlikely voters from college campuses, food pantries, and inner-city shelters this week.
When you register someone early and then you have to go back to turn them out to vote, you lose a lot of people. And so what we are doing is capitalizing on this opportunity where it's this one-step process where we won't lose people. And we'll actually get their votes in the bank early so that we know that they're counted on Election Day.
Hausman is hoping that many of these hard-to-reach voters will cast their ballots for Barack Obama. While the McCain campaign is encouraging their Ohio voters to get to the polls early, the state's Republican Party has been fighting same-day registration and voting in court. Kevin DeWine is with the Ohio Republican Party.
We believe the potential for illegal election activity is very real, and the evidence is clear in other states that this process has been abused and the warning signs are beginning to appear here in Ohio.
DeWine has blasted Ohio's Democratic Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner for playing what he calls partisan politics, but his arguments aren't holding up in court. The state Supreme Court, 2 federal courts, and the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati have upheld Bruner's directive and are allowing same-day registration and voting to go forward. First-time voter Jan Moss Jr. says he wouldn't have come out if the process wasn't so easy.
I think my vote would make a difference. I think it really would. I think that's a blessing just to come out and do that all at once.
The tables were turned just 4 years ago when Ohio's then-Republican Secretary of State Ken Blackwell was the focus of controversy. State Democrats argued that Blackwell was passing voter rules that favored his party and trying to suppress voter turnout. It's pretty clear on these Cleveland shuttles that most of the homeless are voting Democrat, even former Republicans like 52-year-old John Bearhansel.
Last time I voted was for Ronald Reagan. I just feel that we need a change and that I'm just scared of the Republican administration, what they're going to do.
This Sunday, rock star Bruce Springsteen is scheduled to perform in Columbus at a rally to turn out more unregistered voters before the week is over. Election workers in Ohio hope that early voting will help ease long lines on Election Day.
We can do another ride of other people. If we can get
back on the van, newlywed Stadlin and Lair are shuttling voters back to homeless shelters. On their first day, shuttles like these ferried more than 450 Ohioans to the polls. Stadlin hopes his van will be busier as the week continues and word gets out. The last day of so-called Golden Week is Monday, October 6th. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.